During his maiden budget speech in 2019, former Minister of Finance Tito Mboweni introduced an indigenous aloe plant, which remains one of his most memorable addresses. The speech exemplified his unwavering belief in the resilience of South Africans. In the following 2 years, Mboweni frequently referenced the aloe plant to inspire South Africans to endure the challenges of a difficult economy.
The aloe ferox. This is one of the best known South African plants. It has a long history of medicinal use. It is resilient, sturdy, and drought resistant. It withstands the elements. We must take the bitter with the sweet.
The former South African Reserve Bank governor passed away on Saturday night after a brief illness at the age of 65. He was the first black South African to hold the position of Reserve Bank governor from 1999 to 2009 and served as a minister in former President Nelson Mandela's cabinet from 1994 to 1999. His last position as a public servant was being the finance minister from 2018 to 2021 in President Cyril Ramaphosa's first executive cabinet. After retiring from government in 2021, Mboweni's presence continued to resonate. His name even appeared in a song by Casper Nyovest. In the later years of his life, he enjoyed the tranquility of his home in Mahupa's Kloof mountain range in Polokwane, becoming a beloved figure on X, formerly known as Twitter, often sharing his culinary adventures with Lucky Star Fish. Etlela Hikurula, Tito Mboweni, reporting for Times Live. I am Thabo Tshabalala.